Our Best Every Day is a podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, Director of Student Services and Community Outreach for Grady County Schools, and I'm the host of this weekly informational podcast that will feature our amazing students, teachers, and administrators as they share how they give their best every day to Grady County Schools. And now, welcome to this week's podcast from Grady County Schools, Our Best Every Day. Welcome to the podcast as we have a new guest another week, and we are very excited to be talking with Wiggum teacher, Miss Julie Popple. And it's a very special time for her because after 32 years, Miss Popple, you've decided that you're ready to go to the house. You're going to be retired. Congratulations.
Okay, well, thank you. Yes. I thought about it, and I just thought, you know, I think it's time. I've enjoyed every single minute of it, and if I had to do it over, I would do the same exact thing, you know. Well, I've enjoyed it, and it's been a good profession.
Now, you know, in this world of education today, it's difficult to find people that stay in it for 30 years, much less 32 years. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that you spent all 32 years here at Wiggum School, but then you take it another step, and you spent all 32 years right here in this same classroom. That is amazing. Did they ever ask you to move through the years?
Well, one time, it's probably about, 10 years ago, I had taught science for a little bit, and the science lab came open. And so they, had suggested maybe I wanted to move there, but I only had taught one class of science, and I thought, well, I'll just leave that open for somebody else, you know, that would teach more of the science classes, because I was comfortable here in this room. You know, I knew when I came to Wiggum School, this is where I needed to be, and it's just, you know, just worked out well. I've, you know, worked under wonderful principals. All, you know, 32 years, they've all been different. Of course, times have changed, you know, when I first started too, but I think it's kind of unique that I've been in the same room, and it's just, you know, it is your home away from home. And so, you know, I've just, you know, just enjoyed it.
So in all those 32 years, you never thought about, well, maybe I want to move to a different school or a different grade or a different area. You felt like this is home.
I felt like it was. And the thing about Wiggum, it's unique because I was hired as a middle school teacher, and here we have to teach a little bit of it all. And so when I first started out, I taught a little bit, too much of it all, I think. I had 8th grade social studies, which was Georgia history. I've taught 7th grade science, 6th grade science, 7th grade social studies, 6th grade social studies. I've even taught English language arts for a while. And back then, we divided that up, and I had reading as well. But over the years, things got a little bit different with the adjustments of schedules and so forth. So, you know, that gave me a variety. I've had 6th grade, I've had 7th, and I have 8th. And like this year, I have 6th, 7th, and 8th. So as far as going to another grade level, I've got it, you know. Yeah. And as far as going to another school, no, I've just, you know, I love it here. It's like a family. I love seeing the kindergartners, you know.
Right.
And first grade and getting hugs from them every day. And then I move on up to the middle school. And so I've seen them really grow up from, you know, pre-K, kindergarten, all through their elementary years. And so that's what I like about it. It's just a good variety.
Now, the other thing is you've taught middle school, and anybody that knows anything about teaching, and you can tell we're in the classroom, anybody that knows anything about teaching, middle school, you got to be called, because those individuals are a different group of individuals. 6th, 7th, 8th grade is a very difficult time in life, and you really got to be called to hang in here and do this for that long.
That's right. And, you know, when I first started, I thought, well, I don't know. But, you know, as I kept doing it, I'm thinking, you know, I do think you have to be called. And I think that you have to, you know, understand that it's going to be something different every day. Your counselor, your mama, your teacher, your even friend. I mean, just anything. You might hear anything come out of their mouths. And it's just like, you know, you try to guide them through whatever's going on that particular day. And I know several years ago, right after COVID hit, it was a hard year for a lot of my kids. One had lost a parent. You know, one had had another family member that was sick with it. And so some days, they just need to talk about that. And that's what we did. And we just, you know, with that age, it's like they're still, they're not elementary age, you know, for everything, but yet they're not high school age either. So they're in between trying to figure things out. So some days we just had talks, you know, and I felt like that was the only way we were going to get into a lesson a little bit later if we let them get off their chest what they were thinking or what they have to say. Because they're going to tell you. They're right. going to tell you everything.
So, ain't no doubt. I've been there and done it. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I've been in education for 30 years, not in the same classroom. Pretty close. I think I was at Carroll High in the same class for 15 years, but that's about half as long as you. But the one thing I remember the big shock was realizing I was teaching kids of people I taught. Now, you haven't gotten to the grandkids, have you?
No, not yet. Okay. As far as I know, there's no grandkids, no.
But I have taught
several parents and now their children. I got one working here with me. In fact, I was invited last night to go to the Chosen Educator banquet for Katie, and I had actually taught his mother, Jessica, too. So it's just, yeah, and it's just interesting to see, and a lot of different siblings of kids. But, yeah, that was kind of when I started getting the kids. Of the kids I've taught, I'm thinking, did they really just start having children early, or am I getting all up there?
So, I had those same feelings. It was hard to believe. Wait, I taught your daddy.
Yeah.
And then it became commonplace. But,
right.
So there's been so many changes in 32 years. Obviously, I think technology is probably the biggest change. I'm sitting here in your classroom, and I don't think I've seen a chalkboard in a Grady County school. Do you have the only chalkboard in Grady County schools?
I don't know about the whole county now. I have, I think, the only one here at Wiggum. And they came out years ago and were going to replace them with whiteboards. And I think I just got left off the list or something. But I still love my chalkboard. I mean, I used an overhead projector for years and years. And it's, you know, it's funny to think about how it has changed. I was at the end of the 9 weeks when we're entering grades, you know, on the computer, and that's all we have to do. I remember those days we sat down and on paper, pencil.
Oh, average those grades.
We had to average everything by hand and then put it on the grade sheet, and then I would pass that grade sheet around to the next teacher, and they'd have to put their grades on it, and then eventually all the grade sheets would come back to the homeroom teacher, and then they had to sit there and put everything on the report card.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Yes.
And, the other day I saw one of those sliding grade. I haven't seen one of those in forever. And look, you're pulling out one. There it is right there.
I still have I still have my easy grader.
Yeah, and that was, if you're a teacher, you had to have that easy
That's
grader.
Exactly
because,
right.
But, you know, I know you can go all the way back to remembering the running off the mimeograph sheets to have tests, and everybody could pick them up, smell them, because they love that smell. But, you know, I know things. I know you've got the big TV in here now, like I said, you still got the chalkboard, but just so many things with technology have improved things. But then also, you know, sometimes if technology goes down, you got to revert back to them old school days.
That's right. And I know I refer to that a lot. I talk about my old school days because I was hired. Mr. Powell was the principal here at that time, and he was very strict. And he would walk around, and he was up and down hallways, and he was in the classroom almost every day. And if you were not standing up in front of the room teaching and giving instruction and walking and monitoring around, he would call you out on it, you know. And nowadays it's hard to see because, and I'm not anything against these people, but these newer teachers come in and they're on the computer or got all the kids on the computer or sit down at their desk. And I know for years and years and years, I never sat down at my desk during the day. Never, because you would get called out on it. And so nowadays you do have to monitor a little differently because they're on their laptops and you have to make sure, you know, that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But, you know, back then you just walked around and made sure they, you know, were working and in their textbook or, you know, writing or whatever. But these computers, they're a lot different.
And with cell phones and all the technology the kids have, and, you know, I know things have just changed so much in all the years, but you've managed to you know, keep it real right here. I'm looking around this classroom, and I told you when I walked in, I said I expected to see 32 years of stuff, and you've done a pretty good job of keeping things kind of not a whole lot. You've got it down to the essentials in this room.
Yeah, I do, and I have to, you know, shout out to everybody that I've worked with because, you know, me being the older one on the hall, when it was computer stuff, I have to run and say, hey, I need help, And everybody I have ever worked with has been so, you know, gracious to help do things. Of course, you know, Lindley at home, she has to help me keep going. You got to do this, you got to do that.
And your daughter's a teacher.
She's a teacher. She wanted to go into the profession, and she's, you know, she loves it and she's enjoyed it. But, you know, she has to help me sometime on some of this new stuff, you know, with the monitoring and all that. But it's been good. Like I said, it's just it's different. But
do you hear back from students you taught from years ago that are now grown?
Oh, yes. In fact, I ran into one the other day at the hospital. She's a nurse now, and a lot of them will reach out, and you run into them in town, and they're just still, you know, they remember me from years and years and years ago, and I'm thinking, I know I've changed in 30 years, and something I hadn't seen, but they would recognize you, and, you know, and that's the benefits of it, think. I just love that, to see that they've turned out to be, you know, nurse, doctor, coaches, attorney, you know, just all kinds of professions, and that's what makes it worthwhile.
And I know in the gamut of 32 years, and like I said, I know myself, you go through the ups and downs of losing a child that you know, passes away.
Absolutely.
And they lose family members. And like I say, you become that rock. It's because the world is so crazy out there.
Right.
And they count on that teacher to be that one
that's
you know, and I think you know, obviously you've done an amazing job to be in the same school, in the same classroom, doing the same thing. Here for so long and touching so many kids and getting chosen to be a chosen educator. That's a great tribute because for them to remember you and come back and say, hey, of all the teachers I had, you know,
that's right.
You made a difference.
It was an honor, and I always tried to make it a safe space because I feel like these kids do need that. And, you know, I want them to be comfortable. I want them to know that it's, you know, the same thing every day, that, you know, there's not going to be any surprises, that, you know, they can depend on coming to school, feeling safe, you know, talking to us about anything that they need to. And I've always had a good, you know, work relationship with you know, the peers and principals have been so good over the years to allow us to kind of do what they thought we needed to do. They trust us to do that. So
well,
it's been good.
I know it's been a great ride. Now you're down the last few days before this school year ends. What's the plans for the future?
Well, I still want to be involved. I've already told them that I would, you know, love to come back and, you know, fill in, substitute, whatever I need to do, because I want that connection.
Right.
To stay with the kids and my, you know, people I work with. But then again, you know, try to just take some time off and just rest and, you know, help my mother some. She's older, and so I need to help, you know, take care of some things with her. But, you know, I just still want to just stay involved as much as I can. So
when that first day of school rolls around, that's going to be tough next year.
It is. It is going to be tough because I've done it for so long. And even when I'm out, sometimes I miss during the day, like, well, I wonder what's going on at school, or you know, what am I missing or whatever. So I know that's going to be hard. But like I said, I'm looking forward just to having a little time off, and then I'll probably be ready to come back 2 or 3 days a week. You know.
Well, you certainly have deserved a good rest and good time off, and you have you, without a doubt, you know, you've given your best every day, and we wanted to come and just highlight your career and the fact that, you know, you've stuck it out. And we live in a world today where people bounce around so many different things, and careers don't last long. They change something else, and you've gotten up every day and come to Wiggum School and given your best for kids, and that is something that, you know, I think needs to be highlighted shared with others. So congratulations. Thank you for your service to Grady County students. And in this room, they need to put your name somewhere in this room on a plaque or something,
that's
you
right.
know, to remember you. But 32 years in the same school, in the same classroom, that's amazing. So congratulations on a job well done, and we wish you the best in the future.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And like I said, it's been a great ride, and, you know, I wouldn't do anything differently. So it's
been
good.
Congratulations again. So that's going to conclude our podcast. Today's guest from Wiggum School for 32 years, same classroom. Same school for all that time, about to retire, Miss Julie Popple. So we wish her the best in the future. And join us again for another podcast coming soon.